Welcome to my show on innovation. Today's guest on this show is an entrepreneur, an enabler, and an energizer. So converting creative concept into commerce with compassion is one line intro of Mr. Naveen Lakur. With over 20 years of professional experience spread worldwide, he has been instrumental in fostering over 24 concepts to have become commercial realities globally. Naveen Lakur co-founded Composites, and he has been involved in enabling several startups including JiffleNow, Suggestica, iCharts, i3 Solutions, Value-Centered Innovation Enablement Services. HomeConnect.in, a convenience portal, which is an e-commerce solution, is the latest one of Mr. Naveen Lakur in the quest of nurturing business innovation. He's an active public speaker, spanning such subjects as innovation, self-development, IT as an enabler, and entrepreneurship. He writes about startups and leadership on www.startandlead.com. His book, Inseparable Twins, is treated as labor of love to inspire innovation and enable entrepreneurship through PAIR principles. He believes and strives to love all and serve all. Welcome to my show on innovation, Naveen.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
It's a pleasure as mine. And your recent book on Inseparable Twin, which talks about PAIR principles on entrepreneurship. So the first principle is on values and innovation. So could you elaborate more on that?
Sure. So innovation and values, they are like two sides of the same coin. If you really look at, Inseparable Twins book itself is concepts. I've taken 12 PAIR principles. These are concepts which are like two sides of the same coin. One, each topic if you take, they are whole and complete by themselves. But if these two combinations, when they are coming together, it becomes very powerful. And the very first one that I've chosen in this book, because the whole book, the theme is to inspire innovation and enable entrepreneurship. And if you really look at innovation by itself, it's very empowering. But innovation by itself could also be destructive. And when it is centered around human values is when the innovation becomes really useful for all beings, not just for human beings. So in today's world, the holistic approach towards innovation is very, very important. Otherwise, things could not be as productive, as useful as it could be. So it's very important. That's when the concept of values and innovation are coming together.
Wonderful, Naveen. And I've read this book, and it is truly, truly inspiring for many of the entrepreneurs who wants to start their business. I'm keeping innovation in mind because the 21st century is all about innovation. So and the currency is all about innovation currency. So it would be a really a wonderful book and a handbook to most of the entrepreneurs who wants to start their business. Thanks for bringing that.
Yeah. Thank you for your comments.
So, the next one is basically you've worked on a lot of innovation in terms of, as a serial entrepreneur, you have come up with many companies, with many organizations, worked with a lot of concepts. So, could you explain the innovation framework and types of innovation?
Sure. See, innovation, when we say, and there are predominantly two types when it comes to innovation. One is radical, and the other one is incremental. In today's scenario, a lot of them relate to innovation only when it is radical. Actually, there is incremental is the other side. Mm-hmm. And it can be even very powerful. Even an incremental innovation can bring in breakthrough results. Mm-hmm. Okay, so both are important, and to come with a radically new and novel thing is what radical innovation is all about. And once you bring in that, and beyond that, going beyond that, to bring in sustainability and bringing growth would happen through incremental innovation. So to me, both are very important within an organization and for people to not discount on the other side. So if they bring in both, And that is what versatility is all about. Like, you know, you bring in both, nurture both, and you would see amazing results. Let me give you an example. When, as a telecom company, when Motorola was looking at, you know, bringing some breakthrough in the whole communication method, they came out with this whole concept of pager. Okay, and that was a breakthrough or a radical innovation in terms of using technology in telecommunication for communicating. And as they were performing very well and they were at a peak, they were figuring out what are the new ways that, you know, the innovation could be there such that they can sustain their leadership and sustain their growth. And that was the time when one of the interns from college at Motorola was recommending how cool it would be if there was, you know, a pink color for girls and a blue color for boys and a transparent one for those people who would really like to see the genius within. And even though he was an intern, but this voice was heard and it was implemented rather than just the black small pieces of pagers. As an experiment, when they tried this out, it was a super success. And huge revenues came because of that, and Motorola could continue in their leadership. So this is a small case study, I would say. Here it also brings out something very unique and which is profound to me, is that it shows that innovation is in every one of us. Okay, it is not just the prerogative of a few in the R&D and so on. Which they bring in that that speciality to the table, but innovation per se is there in every human being, and it is leaders' responsibility to bring it out. So, in an entrepreneurial journey, to me, innovation and entrepreneurship itself is inseparable twins. Like, you know, one without the other, they are whole and complete, but when they are together, they are very powerful. And it is entrepreneurs' responsibility not just to be innovative by themselves, but then to nurture that within the organization, which is in every human being. And innovation is in every one of us.
Yeah, that's a wonderful insight, Naveen, because you brought out that an intern in the organization has got that creative idea and which got translated into an innovative product. So I think that's a beautiful insight for many organizations, that they have to look around the organization to bring about wonderful innovations in their own companies. So what is that important lessons from various organizations that you have built, which you want to share it with the rest of the people in the world to start their entrepreneurial journey?
Okay. When it comes to entrepreneurial journey, and as I mentioned, innovation to me is an inseparable twin. See, not necessarily all ideas have business in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And not necessarily every business idea can be an entrepreneurial venture.
Right.
Okay. They need not have that acumen to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. The combination clicks big time. So how do we do that? And sometimes it all sounds as if innovation starts with a creative idea. And to me, well, creative idea could instigate and initiate a process. But for a business venture, it is important that it is identified with the problem that it is going to solve. So you just ask me, what is the kind of a framework that could be useful,
right,
for an entrepreneurial innovative venture, right? So initially, it is all about, like, you know, identifying and analyzing the challenge. You know, even idea could have come and the trigger could be an idea, but behind that idea, there is some challenge that this whole idea is supposed to be solving. So the bigger, better dive into that, analyzing that idea in terms of analyzing the challenge, identifying, analyzing the challenge that this idea is supposed to solve, or starting point could be figuring out what is the challenge that we are supposed to solve, right? And generate and qualify creative ideas. You need to generate a lot of ideas and to solve that problem, that challenge that you've taken up. and then qualify them. What would make business sense, and then develop and implement the solution. You need to develop on that, implement that, and the next stage would be validate that whether is it serving the purpose, and then align the solution and calibrate the results. This is what the whole process is. But then for an entrepreneurial venture, innovation, coming together, a lot of challenges, and you've taken up a challenge which is much bigger than you. So that's when assessing the risk on a continual basis is very important. But risk assessment is only to ensure that you have power to really take that kind of a challenge on and solve. That is where tapping into the good character, which is also there in every human being, is what gives you the strength. And that is a continual process. You have to draw on the good character which is there in you and in the team, which is in this entrepreneurial venture, on a continual basis is very essential. If I have to just give an example to illustrate this framework, if you see how Thomas Alva Edison, which is one of the greatest innovations that we, whenever we talk about innovation, we use a bulb to indicate some kind of, you know, that brightness and so on. What is the challenge that he really took up? He wanted to eradicate darkness, and that bringing in light should be at your control.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the whole innovation that he started. The challenge was to eradicate darkness at your choice. That was the whole challenge that he took up. He came up with so many creative ideas, and they even say that, you know, he failed 999 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, he only figured out 999 ways of how not to invent a bulb, right? And ultimately, he implemented something and qualified, made it work, and he invented the bulb. And now it's being put into use. He had to do a lot of realignment once he invented how to bring light into life, right? And then he productionized it. But in this whole process, there was a lot of risk that every single idea that he qualified, or idea that came to his mind, or the challenge that he was taking up on, he continuously assessed risk. But what kept going is that inner will and the character, good character, to bring light in every life, was that wonderful character that he had, which he brought it out, and that kept him going. Now I say that if your failure still motivates you to keep trying again, then you're in the right direction.
Yep.
So that's what Thomas Alva Edison did, and what an invention it is. So we keep remembering him every time we switch on the light, and which brings in life. So wonderful innovation.
Yeah, that's very inspiring for most of us, you know, who wants to continue in the journey of innovation. So you also mentioned about the character and tapping the right character, the good character, right? So, Aman, is that leads to the different facets of a human being, that what kind of the styles that he has in order to innovate? So do you have anything to say about different styles of innovation?
Sure. Firstly, I think the character, good character, is all related to values, okay? Which is what I mentioned in Inseparable Twins, there are two sides of the same coin. That is values side of it, like integrity, wisdom, love, caring, all of these are values, okay? Which again is there in every human being. The other side is innovation. And as I said, innovation is also in every human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have the potential. It is about, like, you know, how do you bring it out? And natural orientation, every human being might have a natural orientation. There are predominantly four types of orientation which is there. One is exploring. You know, it is about trying new and novel ways of doing and challenging the assumptions. And so, and those are, you know, trying new things altogether. So these are from the exploring style. And there's another style called visioning. It's about, like, idealistic future. So seeing from there, you know, what is this end product is all about, or end process is all about, or the end result is all about, and innovating from there. And the other two orientations would be experimenting, like, you know, trying something which has been proven already in two different fields, bringing a bit of these two together and trying something new. Okay, and modifying is the other orientation, which is about, like, you know, there is something already been invented. How do you take it to the next levels? Okay, how do you improvise on it? And there is innovation there too. So these are the four predominant orientations which are there, where exploring and visioning brings in radical innovation, and modifying, experimenting are a major contributor to incremental innovation. Mm-hmm. So these are the four types, and the best part would be if we can build versatility, being flexible and flexing across. Each one has its own advantages and pitfalls. I wouldn't say disadvantage,
right,
because each one is very powerful. And how do you nurture this? How do you build versatility? How do you bring in flexibility is the whole game for innovation to go to new levels and to nurture innovation, which is in every one of us.
Yeah, that means what you're saying is identify your styles and you know where to head in your innovation, right? So,
and also build versatility.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's your message to the young entrepreneurs who wants to really innovate and wants to see the products coming up in the market the way they perceive?
One simple message is, I would put it in 3 points. One is that, you know, innovation is in every one of us. So nurture that, bring that out. And entrepreneurship and innovation is two sides of the same coin. So use it effectively, then the value for this coin goes up multifold. And third is that, you know, utilize the power in terms of in such a way that, you know, there is value creation through values. I think that's what is very important in an entrepreneurial journey. That is the only way to really be long-lasting, and the entrepreneurial ventures would sustain. So holistic innovation is the name of the game today for any entrepreneurial venture, and that's when it is sustainable. Best wishes for all the innovation that you want to do, and remember, let it be centered around human values. You will really get a huge value.
Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for being on my show. It's wonderful having you here.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing me in.